You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Oh, gentlemen, it is time for a weekly rant. Boy, social media and real life are wells that will never run dry. All you have to do is look in the right areas. Boy, I'm telling you, more and more men on the internet and in real life are literally turning their backs on these modern women. Now, I've seen a few scenarios in passing as I'm driving by doing deliveries. The other day, I saw a woman literally getting the shit kicked out of her. But nobody jumped in. Nobody. I don't know what brought that situation, but you know what? More and more men are saying, nope, I'm not getting involved. Now we have to talk about Daniel Penny and his acquittal and how dumbass black people are losing their minds over this. Oh my God, it's racial and blah, 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 blah. Black Lives Matters, or should we say by large mansions, or should we say black lesbians matters, they've decided to crawl out of the woodwork. Yeah, don't be surprised if Ben Crump or Quanell X don't make a guest appearance. But no. I'm going to pose the same question that I pose to feminists who love to say, we live in a patriarchy. What's keeping you here? Yeah, what's keeping you here? All you people that say America is so fucked up, okay, what's keeping you here? Pack your shit, get the fuck out. Oh, America's such a racist country. Okay, pack your shit, get the fuck out. Oh, we live in a bad patriarchy. Okay, pack your shit, get the fuck out. But you won't do it. You won't do it. Why? Because of the comfortable society that you truly live in that allows you to be such a dumbass person. Yeah. You ain't going no damn where. Sit around, bitch and whine, but when it comes to action, they're not going to do a goddamn thing. But, Daniel Penny, he's pretty much ruined if he stays in any liberal area. He needs to get the fuck out of New York. Period, point blank. But yeah, more and more Good Samaritan men are saying, hell no. They're not doing it. The woman that was getting her ass kicked, nobody came to her rescue. There were other women that I've seen sitting on the side of the road with broken down cars, trying to change flat tires, etc. But guess what? Nobody was stopping for them. Ladies, you brought about this environment, either directly or indirectly. I'm going to explain. Directly, all you women who make videos talking about how much you hate men and how much the world would be better without men. Yeah, you're the direct actors. The feminists, you're the direct players. Now, indirectly, all of the women who refuse to actually stand up and stand against these women and say, nah, sis, you're wrong. Just because you're bitter doesn't mean you need to take it out on all men. No, we don't see a lot of that. So, yeah. It's like the video of the one woman in the street. There was a street interview where they were asking her, and this guy was like, well, when you have 10 women out there or 10 lions, how are you going to figure out which one's going to eat you? It's the same with women versus 304s. If you're a good girl standing next to a group of 304s at a distance, we can't tell the difference. So yeah, yeah, absolutely ridiculous, the attitude of the modern Western woman. But then they have the unmitigated gall to say, oh, you men don't want to protect us. Why should we? You want free protection for men, but at the same time, you say you hate men. Yeah, right, no. Ladies, you want protection? Hire a bodyguard. Oh, they can't do that either because that actually costs money. Yeah, yeah. But I previously mentioned Alexander Grace and him seeing the light. Yeah, but he asked the grand question. Gentlemen, why do we accept disrespect from women just to get laid? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That is an age-old grand question. However, on the black side of things, medium man, oh, I watched this video where he talked about how black women basically once again show their hate for black men on social media. And he eventually saw the light. He said, you know what? I always thought it was a silent or a loud minority of black women who literally have utmost hatred for black men. But no, he came to the conclusion it's the loud majority of black women who have utter hatred for black men. And you say, you know what? Fuck y'all. Period, point blank. He chose violence that day. And yes, yes, me personally, I do my best to avoid black women whenever I can. I do. I just avoid them. Now, one has to ask the question, why is there so much hatred from black women towards black men? Well, I'm going to state an unpopular fact. It just is what it is. It's kind of a two-part answer. But look no further than Serena Williams. Yeah. She's talking about, I'm not bleaching my skin. Yeah. If she's not bleaching her skin, then guess what? I'm a Chinese man. The reason why that black women are so miserable is because, one, they truly wish that they could be the white man's only option. And two, black men remind them that they will never be white women. Ooh, yeah. See, that's the grand open secret of black America, why black women are so miserable. And they do everything in their power to take that misery out on the only group of men who actually wants them on a large scale, which is black men. And they know something that I've mentioned before, that they have proxy violence at their disposal by way of the system. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why they're so miserable. That's why they have such a bad attitude. That's why they disrespect black men whenever they can. Hell, I've even had a homeless black woman look down her nose at me. I'm just like, You pushing a shopping cart. I'm getting into a car and you have the audacity to look down your nose at me. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, man, more and more men are turning their backs on the modern women across the board. Hell, I recently watched a video from China Unvarnished, which is another one of my guilty pleasures. Chinese dudes are literally roasting leftover women, and they are not holding back. They are telling these women about themselves, and it is absolutely hilarious watching these women just break down in pure, utter misery. Men do not want older women. Period. Ladies, we've been telling you this for the longest of times, yet you refuse to listen. Okay. There's an old phrase called, sometimes it's better to show a person than tell a person. And guess what? The Chinese men are showing these women, we don't want you. We are now importing foreign women to marry us. Ooh, that right there is another sting for a lot of Chinese women. Yeah, a lot of foreign women are going to China to marry Chinese men. Man, I tell you, that is crazy. But once again, that shows we men are problem solvers. And to go ahead and finish this rant, cooking with Kaya, cooking with Kaya. That woman had me rolling with her videos. And the simple fact that the typical programmed response of Black women came right on time. You could set a clock to the amount of reactions that were going to come her way. The woman is young, nice looking, can cook. Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a man that's going to be in her future real damn soon. Now, I find it extremely ironic. We men have been telling women exactly what we want for the longest. We've literally given them the winning code to us. Food, sex, silence. And yet, women would rather lose than to win, which goes to another analogy. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. Yeah. A lot of women have undertaken that particular idiom and decided, you know what? I don't care what you want, which is something else when it comes to the American Black woman, especially. Why are they so mad at that cooking with Kaya woman? I'll tell you why. Because she represents something that can make Black men happy. And we all know when it comes to the American Black woman, she honestly believes that the American Black man does not deserve any sort of happiness, which goes back to what I mentioned before. They're miserable. They've been trained to be miserable. So guess what? They want Black men to be just as miserable as they are. Yeah, no. And speaking of cooking, yeah. Even though me and the meat sack don't live together, recently there have been random times where she would just call me up and say, hey, you know what? I'm off work. I'm cooking this particular dish. Would you like some? Well, of course. The woman can cook her ass off, and she makes a lot of things from scratch. Hell, she's even taught our daughter how to cook, and she will call me up and say, Dad, I'm making something. You know, would you like some? Of course. Yeah. It sucks that there are men out there who live with their wives and their wives still refuse to cook for them. Gentlemen, once again, why do we accept disrespect just to get laid or to keep a woman in our lives? Yeah, something that, you know, you got to figure it out. Don't do it, gentlemen. Don't do it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who honestly believe that men don't deserve to be respected or to be happy, you better understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power that you think this society has granted you to be disrespectful, to be just absolutely nasty to men, will one day go out. Feminism and the idea that men are not going to turn their backs on you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because yes, more and more men online and in real life are literally turning their backs on women. And guess what? You're going to be the ones to suffer. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.